All right, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. Always excited to be with you here every Thursday on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in H-Town. Bringing it down. Why I bring it down every now and again, I have no idea, because I always have energy and excited to be in the studio here. Hey, today we're going to get into a topic that I believe is very timely, based upon all the high school and college graduations that have just taken place, and heck, even maybe for some of you who it's been a while since you've roamed the halls of your alma mater. But we'll talk more about that here in just a second. Right now is my plea that I do at the beginning of every single show, and that's if you're not connected to the Unleashed Radio Hour online, then I need you to do so. I'm going to beg you. I'm going to plea with you. Let's go. Hop on out. Number one place to stay connected to the Unleashed Radio Hour is at unleashedradiohour.com. Again, that's at unleashedradiohour.com. Everything related to the show, telephone numbers, contact information. Hey, how to stay connected to me via social media. That's right. We've got our links to Facebook, Twitter, and also to my LinkedIn profile. Hop on out there. Also, follow along if you're not already on Facebook. Hop on over. We're increasing the likes for the show, staying connected. Search for Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. Hey, you hear the music? That's because it comes in really quick after this first segment. We're going to take a short break, come back, and talk about that dream job, that career. How does that become a reality? Right after these messages.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-745-0363, 800-745-0363.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-745-0363, 800-745-0363.
This is Business 1110.
All right. As the music by AC/DC rolls in, we're back. And you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110. You also could be streaming out online. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this show streams live at business1110ktek.com. So glad to have y'all along for the journey today. Yeah, that was my Texas twang. Glad to have y'all along for the journey today as we get rocking and rolling and moving into our topic. Hey, but before we do so, I always have to thank one of our great partners and supporters of the show, Hilton Furniture and Mattress. Hilton is out of town today, but we're taking care of business for him at Hilton Furniture and Mattress. I do know that he has his sale, always letting you have it, always letting it know that that's a fact, Jack. He's got the credit approved for you. You got good credit, no credit, rebuild. Building your credit, there's a credit and financing plan to help you get that fine solid wood furniture in your home, get that furniture, get your mattress. Also, and again, it's Father's Day, so they're doing their free Father's Day recliner giveaway. I believe the purchase is over $2,000. So hop on out to Hilton Furniture and Mattress, 12100 Gulf Freeway, Houston, Texas, just south of Alameda Mall. You can also learn more. Go out to HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com or follow along with Hilton Furniture and Mattress on Facebook. And as always, we thank our partner to the show, Hilton Furniture and Mattress. All right, now that we got some of that done, taken care of, building up the anticipation, how many of you out there have recently attended a high school or a college graduation ceremony, a party afterwards to celebrate the hard work and efforts of that student who has matriculated to the next level? Well, the next level beyond that, as many of you all know, is called the real world. And no, that's not a plug for a very old school TV show on MTV. All right. No, that's not a plug. What we're talking about is the real world. Now it's time to go out where the rubber meets the road. Now it's time to go out and take care of business. like how I did that there, home of Bloomberg Business Radio. Okay, I'm just playing with you, making sure everyone's listening live in the tent today. But the reality is, hey, we got to go out and get it done. We've got to go out and we've got to earn a living in this society, unless you were born with silver spoon in hand, and nine times out of ten, that's not the case. So what do you do and how do you do that? And that really is the targeted discussion that we're going to have today. I've got some tips that we're going to share, but the key is this is kind of a how-to session. So if you're listening live, feel free to take some notes. Hey, call somebody, get a friend, say, hey, I know Bobby, you got your son just graduated and I know he's looking for a job. There's some tips over there on Business 1110. Dial in, get online, follow along with the Unleashed Radio Hour. But hey, that's okay. If you don't get them dialed in today, this show will be produced as a podcast. Again, taking you right back out to the Unleashed Radio Hour website at unleashedradiohour.com. Click on the podcast link. We'll have that up there as a podcast. And if you're an iTunes guy or gal, you'd also go out to iTunes and subscribe to the feed on iTunes for the Unleashed Radio Hour. But today, we're going to talk about how to unleash your career. Now, the interesting part about this is, you know, I set the stage for a recent college graduate or a high school student who's getting ready to go out into the real world, do whatever needs to be done. Maybe it's going on to college. Maybe it's going on for an advanced degree. Who knows? But the reality is, what we're going to talk about today has data points and points of relativity, whether you're a recent high school or college graduate, or you may even be someone who is, you know what, I'm just tired of this deadbeat, rundown J-O-B. All right, and then to me, there's a very significant difference between a job that you go and exchange your time and money for, right? So you give them time, they give you money, and you go back and forth in that exchange, and a career where it may be much the same, but your heart and your passion, and there's a purpose in your step and in your stride. And that's where I really want to take us to, is the latter part of that discussion today. And I've got five key tips, and there's tips embedded into the tips today, but things that we're going to really discuss that can break it down for you in a process that if you apply it, you do the heavy lifting. This is the epitome of you reap what you sow. And the effort that you put into this process is going to give you returns on that time and investment. So what we're talking about today is career. So where does this start? Where does this all begin? Where does it get to the point to where when you wake up in the day, you know, and I've had this vision for a very long time, and I don't know why or where, but hey, we're going to live it. I don't know where it came from other than potentially a divine line upstairs and planted the seed in my head. I've had this reoccurring vision of me sharing a message with people in front of an audience, standing on a stage, saying, hey, can you believe, and repeat after me, folks, can you believe they're going to pay me to do this again today? They're actually going to put money in my bank account for me to go and do what it is that I'm going to do today. And see, that's where I look at career. That's where I look at maximizing your gifts, your talents, and your strengths to get a return, not just from the activity, but for the bigger purpose, the bigger call, something that's greater and bigger than thyself. But the point of the fact is, this journey starts directly with you. So if you're listening in, or if you've got a son or a daughter, or if you have someone, a friend, a colleague, a family, a family member, or a loved one, you know, the key to this whole process, and I do some one-on-one coaching with this because there's just so much out there today that sometimes you need someone to walk along that path and that journey with you to help discover, and it is a process of discovery. And what I mean by that is the first key piece we're going to get in today is talking about the fact that the key ingredient of finding a connected and dialed in and purposeful career, you have to know thyself first. It starts with you as the individual. It starts with you by breaking down several different things that we're going to talk about here and give you a perspective on, and I call them the VIPs of career decision making and planning, and the VIPs. All right, so you may be wondering, okay, what VIPs? What are those all about, Ron? And if you've listened in, I probably shared some of these in the past, but I'm dialing them in today specifically to help you better understand you. Because that's the key. If you don't know thyself, then the reality is, if you don't know thyself, how do you really go and sell yourself on a job interview, which we'll talk about a little bit later, right? But you have to sell yourself. You have to know what it is and why it is you're going to do what you're going to do. So let's break the first one down. You know, I talk about the VIPs, all right, and that stands for VIP. The V stands for values. See, one of the things that it gives strategic alignment in the career decision-making process and the planning process is the fact that you had better be doing activity that is aligned with your values and purpose and information that makes meaning for you as the individual. Okay? So values and purpose. So case in point, you know, I always bring this up. A lot of times we find individuals that are out there that are doing work that is in pure service of others. It's not about the financial gain or reward. It's about making a difference. And I'm not here to project, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening in, I'm not here to project whether that's right or that's wrong. I'm here to project it is. All right. I'm here to project about what it is. I'm here to project about the fact that when you get out there and if you're doing work that is meaningful because it hits you at your heart and your core of what and of what you value and what's important to you. I have a firm belief in faith that everything else happens and falls into place. But it has to be a value base. I also know some individuals who do grueling work, work hard day in, day out, overtime. Work that they're capable of doing, that they're smart enough to do, that they have the competencies and the skills and the abilities, but it may not be their heart's passion. But because of what that work allows them to do and potentially what that work allows them to gain as far as in compensation and reward, it allows them to have the harmony and the balance of everything else that they want that's important in their lives. So the key is when we start sitting down and we start making decisions about careers, when we start talking about that old aged question, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? Some of us are still trying to figure it out. And that's why I say this is really kind of a lifelong journey process. The key is it absolutely 100% starts with you as the individual. You have to know what's important to you. So, you know, one of the key things is just write it down. Hey, what is really important in the work that I want to do? What are the things that I absolutely must have? These are the necessities. All right. And then make a list of, hey, if these are the necessities of what's important to me, what would be the niceties? All right. Those things that would be nice to have but aren't necessary to have. And we'll talk about that in a little bit as to how we go forward. So I said I was talking about the VIPs. So that took care of the V as in values. The I stands for interests. OK, the I stands for interests. Now, the key is if you don't I keep saying the key, the reality is if you don't have an interest in something, how much of you is going to show up and participate? How much of you is actually going to be positively engaged in the work that you're going to wake up? Your feet are going to hit the floor after you hit snooze. And if it's my case, I hit it like 4 or 5 times. I'm just not a morning person. All right. But when you get moving and you move forward and you go about your day, do you have genuine interest in the work that you're doing? We all know what this looks like. We all know what this feels like for us. And we know what it looks like in others. People who are positively engaged in what they do typically and statistically are higher engaged. They earn more. They actually have an opportunity to make a bigger difference. And oh, by the way, if there is a career ladder, because the values and the interests are in alignment, they're going to climb that career ladder a lot faster because they're fully engaged in what they're doing. You know, we've talked about engagement on this show before, you know, and that's kind of losing yourself into something that's bigger than you. It's being connected. It's staying active. It's moving forward in a positive pace and moving forward in a way that people know, oh my gosh, look at, we all know what it is. Hey, that person's rocking the world. They're taking care of their business. All right, so we talked about the values. We talk about the interest. All right. So that's the V and the I of the VIPs. The P, which I've talked about here before in VIPs, stands for personality. All right. In just a second, I'm going to give you a telephone number when we come back after this break for an insights personality profile. All right. I'm going to give one away here in the early segment. We'll give one away. We'll give two today. All right. But insights personality. Insights discovery is a personality assessment tool that better understands your personality. How are you wired? Why are you wired the way that you are? And how do we take your values, your interests, and your personality and mold that to where, gosh, you know, I call the VIP sometimes as my Goldilocks formula, if you will, right? Something that feels just right, right? It's got you in your zone. You know, if anyone out there who may have been an athlete or former athlete, you know when you got into that zone where you couldn't do anything wrong, where everything just flowed naturally and it didn't feel like as a dirty four-letter word called work because you were dialed in positively. That's the zone I'm talking about when we get harmony across the VIPs. And real quick, before we get to this break, I'll give you the yes, and we'll talk more about that. So we have already talked about knowing thyself as being a absolutely most critical number one stepping stone block for a successful career. We talk about values. We talk about interest. We've talked about personality. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to dial into the S of the VIPs, and we'll give away that Insights personality profile. I'll give that telephone number and caller. I'll give the telephone number right now. Write this down, 713-785-1817. That local number again, 713-785-1817. And when we come back, we'll talk about the S in VIPs, which is...
Amen!
You know what happens when you leave things out in the rain. Soon it's covered with mold or mildew, stuff growing on it, ruining its usefulness. And surprisingly, too much rain makes for a horrible environment even for trees. Yes, plentiful rain will make your trees grow like crazy, but that also can cause big problems. Mold and rot, for instance, maladies that can ruin a tree. And of course, it's good to see all that green growth in a tree's crown, but that extra growth is very heavy, and it makes the tree more wind-resistant, more likely to lose limbs, or even send all of its weight crashing onto your house. J.P. Pritchard here now with a solution. Call Champions Tree Preservation. The Champions experts look for diseases that can kill a tree, and they can trim your tree so high winds can easily pass through it. Very important now that hurricane season is here. Call Champions Tree Preservation so they can check your trees for damaging disease and trimmed for safety's sake. Check them out at championstree.com and call them at 281-890-TREE. Tell them J.P. sent you. That's 281-890-TREE.
This is Business 1110.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
That one shot, one opportunity.
Seize everything you ever wanted.
Yeah, everything you've ever wanted in your career is the topic of discussion for today here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Unleashed Radio Hour. I always love me some Eminem. I love that song. It is kind of my anthem. Gets me moving, gets me shaking, gets me grooving and moving in a forward direction. Speaking about moving in a forward direction, ladies and gentlemen, I gave that telephone number. Hey, for the first caller in, we'll give it to the first caller in at 713-785-1817. That telephone number again, 713-785-1817. Give us a call. We'll get you a free Insights Discovery personality profile. We're dialing in. We're talking about how to unleash your career here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. We're talking about the VIPs. I covered them in the first segment. We talk about the values. What's important to you, what's really going to get your heart singing for what needs to happen. We're going to talk about the interest. What are you interested in? You have to have an interest in connection to what's taking place and what's going on. And we talked about personality. That's where the Insights Discovery personality profile comes from. That will enable you to better understand who you are, how you're wired, and what you do and why you do it. It's a very powerful tool I've been using for well over a decade. Love it, and try to share the gift of insights and that self-awareness, which was the key of that first segment, Know Thyself. And that leads us up to the, we said the VIPs. All right, we got a huge amen before we went to the break. All right, but the values, the interest, the personality, and the last one, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening in, are those strengths. You know, what are those things that you're just naturally gifted and talented at doing? What are those things that you're able to do and accomplish that And here's kind of some of those times when you know when a strength is in play, right? You know a strength is in play when you lose total track of time when you're participating in whatever activity that might be. Whatever it is, whether it's if numbers are your thing and you love accounting, you love trying to find, you know, doing reconciliations. Okay, for me, that's just as a nightmare. So that is not an avenue or route that I'm going to follow, right? For me, hey, I can sit down with somebody for time unlimited. All right, of course, you know, we'll have to go to sleep and, you know, and all that other kind of stuff and responsibilities. But if I had my druthers, I literally could sit with someone who's trying to figure out this career stuff from now until we find an answer and a solution. I'm constantly trying to dig in. You know, and one of those strengths, and I have done a lot of work. We've done, we had Tom Rath on the show last week. You can go out and listen to that show on our podcasts. All right, go out to unleashedradiohour.com, click on the podcast link. And Tom has been a part of the positive psychology movement, and specifically into the strengths-based movement that started out of the Gallup organization that he was a part of, and he is the author of StrengthsFinder 2.0. You know, that book, you can go out, take an online assessment as well, and it'll give you your top five talent themes. Well, that talent that I told you that I could lose total track of time in, that's called Maximizer. I thrive. I love. I enjoy. It brings out the best in me to work to help bring out the best in others, hence the Unleashed Radio Hour. Right? So when I'm looking for activities for me to participate in, you know, it's the coaching. Even with my Little League All-Stars, that we did a great job over the last 3 weeks. Unfortunately, we fell just a little bit short. But it's how do you even take, I had seven-year-olds. How do you take seven-year-olds and bring out the best? I could be out there all day long on the baseball field, all right? Because it's about how do I help each one of these young boys become young men, maximize what they can do, and bring out the best in what they're capable of contributing. Whether that's on a Little League field, whether that's in the boardroom, or in a grander scheme in your work team or work group. How do you engage those strengths? So again, the key, the first block that you must build, the first level of that floor that you have to climb to in a successful career and unleashing your career is you must know thyself. You must know thyself. So I was glad to see. Looks like we got a winner for our Insights Discovery profile. I saw the phone line light up, so we'll get that out to you. That information was collected, and we'll get that sent to you here later today. Hey, if you're out there listening in, let me know out on Facebook. I'll do some shout-outs and give some shout-outs at the top of the hour. But again, back on this unleashing your career, we've set the stage. The first key area, which is the most critical and the most important, is to know thyself. What's important to you, your values? What are you interested in? How does your personality fit the work that you're going to do and how you're going to go about doing that? Case in point, you can't take an extreme extrovert like me. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It probably comes as a shock. And for those of you out there in my circle of influence, you're like, oh yeah, Ron is definitely not an introvert. No, I am not an introvert. I'm about as big as an extrovert as you're going to get. But what you can't do for me, I would be miserable if you stuck me in a cube farm and I had to work in solitary by myself in a back corner office. Not going to happen. So the more people that I'm around, the more effective I'm going to be, the more that speaks to my personality. And then again, wrapping that up, strengths. What are you just naturally good at? What can you lose track of time when participating in? What is that yearning quality and factor to go and participate and to use those given gifts, talents, and strengths? That's how you can definitely look at what a strength is. You hear the music? Hey, we're here to help you in your career, so it's not just the fact, here we go, you ready? That you're living on a prayer.
Hi folks, Alan Thick here. You know, some things in life are just too serious to take chances on, and owing money to the IRS is definitely one of those. The IRS has the power to garnish your paycheck, they can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. Seriously. Thankfully, with one simple call, you can start solving your tax debt once and for all. Optima Tax Relief is the leading tax resolution firm in the nation. They have over 250 professionals, they have an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, and the trust of thousands of satisfied clients. Optima's attorneys can immediately protect you from aggressive collections because they are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative. That's a special IRS debt forgiveness program that could save you thousands. Don't wait till it's too late. Get serious. Call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Business 1110.
All right. We're rocking. We're rolling here back here, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Man, we're already at the bottom of the hour. We're moving quick. Again, if you're not following along, hop out online. Join us on Facebook. Follow along at Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. The home of everything Unleashed Radio Hour can be found at unleashedradiohour.com. That's a way to stay connected. Hey, if you've got some ideas for future shows, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to make sure that you, our listeners, are getting everything that you want, that you need out of your time from dialing in here to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I want to thank Christopher for staying persistent, who's listening out there today and sharing information on the Entrepreneur Tour that's coming up on June 18th. We'll share some more about that after a while. But hey, real quick, just want to put a plug out there. Again, every single show here and the entire purpose of the Unleashed Radio Hour is to bring positive, engaging, resourceful information to the airwaves that can help you unleash your career and your business. And today we're dialed in specifically talking about the career aspect. We spent the first half of the show here talking about how important and how critical in a good career decision and career planning process is that you must know thyself. You know, it's the VIPs, the values, interests, personality, and strengths. And I bring that up because that's very important today in a lot of things that are taking place, not only in recent college graduates, high school graduates, that working professional that's seeking a change or a transition, but how many of you dial even back further to intermediate students that are in that sixth grade, seventh grade, and getting into eighth grade because they now have to choose an academic course track for high school that is new and different than ever before. So knowing thyself at an early age and beginning that process and that journey of discovery is also just as critical. So that once a decision is made for the coursework that one is going to go take in high school, that it's leading to something where those values, interests, personality, and strengths are in alignment. It's not rocket science, but it is some heavy lifting that unfortunately there's not a lot of curricular. There are some places that are doing this great, but there are not a lot of curricular programs that target and focus on this quite as of yet. We're moving in the right direction. We're moving down that right path. But then the other question begets, how can someone that's 13 or 14 years old who doesn't have a lot of life experience make that critical mass decision about what do I want to be when I grow up? All right, and I don't want to place so much pressure. We already do so much of that for our youth today, from youth sports to activities to everything else. We already put way too much pressure. All I'm saying is have a fun journey of discovery to figure that out. Gain some experiences, which is what we're going to talk about here shortly. But what I want to do is I kind of gave that first tip and it went deeper in the VIPs. The second tip that I think is very critical and important when you're trying to define and unleash that career for you is once you've done the personal work, the internal work, the self-assessment, the values, interests, personalities, and strengths, you've identified your VIPs. Now you need to begin to define what does that ideal job career look like? What is it that I'm going to be doing? With whom? What kind of activities am I getting? How do I describe it? You know, one of the activities that I use in my coaching practice and helping people, young people, and people who are transitioning careers to define that career is write down the adjectives that you feel are adjectives that is kind of that law of attraction. What are those things that are going to attract you so that when you see it, when it's on paper and it's written in a description or a job posting, or you're out there on a job board, you say, oh, wow, that excites me. That engages the best of me. That's where my values, interests, personality, and strengths can be aligned. See, one of the key things about unleashing your career is you have to give your career definition. It's kind of like going on a scavenger hunt. One person has a group, one group has a list of items that you're going to go look for. The other has no list. Who's going to succeed? Those that have the items defined that they're going to have to go seek and get. It's no different in a career. If you want a job that's 9 to 5 and off on the weekends, well, that's very important. If you want a job that's making a difference or a career that's making a difference in the lives of others, well, then that makes a difference as to how you search. Otherwise, you're just going to be dancing to the music and never really end up anywhere, which is it. I always try to tie in our break music. Hey, telephone number 713-785-1817. We gave away one Insights profile. We're going to give away another here in the next segment. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110, KTEK.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press, and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. Book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is Business 1110.
All right, I love this song because it always comes back. Talks about being in love. I hope you're in love with your career. And if you're not, then we're talking about how you can change that here today on the Unleashed Radio Hour. If you're dialed in, I'm your host, Ron Klinger. Hey, I gave that telephone number out, 713-785-1817. You can call in toll-free at 877-881-0271. Or you can, even better yet, hop out to UnleashedRadioHour.com. Hop out to UnleashedRadioHour.com. Oh, my goodness, and click on Contact and Connect. Guess what happens to be listed? There is my personal contact information. And then on the About page, I even fooled myself, on the About page are the station call-in numbers. Again, 713-785-1817. Hey, we'll give this one to caller number one again. I'll give out another Insights personality profile where we're talking about careers and the P and the VIPs, values, interest, personality. Hey, I'll get you a personality profile in your hands to caller number one. First caller in at 713-785-1817. That telephone number again is 713-785-1817 or toll free at 877-881-0271. All right, we'll get that call in, get your information. And by the way, no one's called in yet, so if you want to pick up that phone and dial, you'll be the winner, winner, chicken dinner. Just trying to give that some love to you, let you know what's going on. And there still hasn't been a call. Free personality insights profile valued at about $200. I'm just trying to, I feel like I'm selling an auction. Okay, you're going to give everyone. But today we're talking, ladies and gentlemen, about how to unleash your career. You know, it's very important for me from a big picture perspective that we have a workforce that is positively engaged in the work that they're doing. When we have people positively engaged, there are positive outcomes. When an individual can be successful, their department can be successful, their division, their company, their organization. We as a society can be more successful the more we have engaged folks out there working and contributing to society. Well, the key to that is, what are you going to do with your work? What are you going to do with that purpose of what you're trying to accomplish and achieve? You know, we talked the first part of the day about knowing thyself. You know, we just got done discussing if you're going to go after a ideal career, if you're going to go out and hunt and search, well, it helps to have a list of what you're going to search for. So defining the criteria. Again, I go back to something I said earlier in the show. What are the necessities in the work that you're going to be doing? Whether that's the compensation and the benefits, the geographical location, the kind of work that you're going to do, at the level, is it an entry level, is it mid-level, do you want to rise to the top? Some people want to get to a certain place, and that allows them to be more positively engaged. Because the reality is, if you like leading others, the higher you go in the organization and food chain and up the ladder, guess what? The less you connect with others, the more decision-making you're doing, the more meetings that you're in, the less you manage, lead, guide, grow, and develop and support others. So what's most important to you? You have to define that. The other thing that I want to do is, it's as you define, like, well, Ron, I don't even know where to start. Well, get started somewhere. Just do it. Just get started. Break down a list of things that you think are going to be valuable. Break down and define it. Just dream. Paint a picture. What does it look like? What can it look like? Because the scary part is, there was a statistic I read not too long ago where a recent college graduate who just graduated, when they started college 4 or 5 years ago, the jobs that are available to them now didn't even exist. So how do you prepare for something that may not even exist? I go back to know thyself, define what you're going to want and do, and then find where that fit comes in. Find where that fit comes in for you as an individual where you can be positively engaged. So if you're trying to figure that out, I will tell you, and if you're a high school student and you're still in high school or you're out there and you're trying to do some of this heavy lifting and work and figure it out early, you know, great opportunity is to just network. If you've defined it and you start to know yourself, network. Who do you know that does something that maybe you might like to do? All right, it's probably not going to be a long time from now. I got a request that there was a young man that I was connected to from somebody said, hey, I just met this young guy who says he might like to get into radio. Well, there by the grace, you know what? Absolutely. I will reach out to him, bring him in. He can join me for a show one day and we'll expose him to that environment if radio is what he wants to get into. Try to figure out what it is. You see, when you identify something that you might like to do, go seek and find someone that is currently doing just that. Because most people that are doing something that they enjoy, that they're positively engaged in doing, they will have absolutely no problem. Of course, you want to ask permission first, but they will have no problem sitting down, visiting with you, and breaking down what it is that they do day in and day out that they're positively engaged and passionate about doing. Especially if you want to do the same thing. There's nothing more flattering than someone says, hey, I'd like to do what you do. Sure. Well, let me tell you how it's done. Let me tell you, what can we do? How can I expose you? What does it take to get here? You know, do some of those informational interviews. Shadow. Gain some of that relative perspective versus what I know happens far too often. You're getting ready. You just graduated from high school. You're getting ready to go to college, and they're forcing you to choose a major and where to go to school. And oh my gosh, the weight of the world is on your shoulders for that decision. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to throw a dart at the dartboard, and where it lands, that's what I do. Because, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes that's the equivalent of what happens. Been there, done that. I've worked in higher education. I've worked at the administrative level. I've worked where with young people who thought they knew what they wanted to do, but they didn't do any of the homework to affirm that. And then they get started down an academic path or journey that does not produce a positive academic transcript, and then doors in their life's opportunity hallway begin to close. See, that's not good for anyone. Because then there's financial loss, there's time loss, and then we have to figure out there's motivation that lacks. See, the key is, and I use this in all of my coaching practice, know thyself, get to know thyself. That's where the most important work is. Once you've done that, then you can work forward and make good, confident decisions because you know what you're doing. So we've defined it. We've gotten information. We've done interviews. We've shadowed. We've gained some experience. Then we can be motivated towards, and then finally persist towards what we're doing. So it's being informed, it's making confident decisions, it's being motivated, and then persisting towards that of which we've done all the heavy lifting and hard work to buy of which to achieve. I feel like I'm preaching today. I'm getting a little excited, just a little bit. Because folks, this matters. Why does it matter? I've said it time and time again on the show. One of the things that I am most passionate about is not only helping individuals, but organizations figure out how the next generation of leaders are going to lead. How are the next generation of leaders going to lead? The baby boomers, news flash, and I will continue to say this time and time again, they are going to retire. You cannot take the largest generation in U.S. history out of the workforce across every sector, every industry, every institution, and not feel an impact. You're going to feel it. Who's coming next? Who's following? Who do we pass that torch to? That is the area of specialty and expertise that I am so passionate about, because if you stop for a minute and think about it, if you don't pass upon the baton of leadership and it's not done successfully and people who are going to carry it are not prepared, what's going to happen to that business? What's going to happen to that organization? It's not going to succeed as well as it could. It may even close. The business may even fail. Leadership is absolutely a key ingredient in that process. I would also say another key ingredient in that leadership and all the leadership models that I use and teach starts with knowing thyself. So leading your own career, unleashing your own career matters. Because the reality is when you know thyself, you've defined what you want to do, you've gained perspective, it makes the next tip that I'm giving you very, very, very easy. It's so easy to sell yourself, not only on paper, but in an interview. And we can spend an entire show just on resume writing, interviewing, and everything of that nature because it's that critical. How do you articulate? Hey, and if you can't do it, ask for help. Get someone in your corner. Go visit someone in that specializes that. If you're still in school, utilize your career services office. If you're an alumni or alumna, go back to your institution and utilize that services because they are most readily available to you. But you have to have someone help you. You cannot do it all on your own. You need to have a quality looking resume that's crafted for your industry and your trade. Do not just write a common resume. I've reviewed resumes for years, folks, and there's nothing worse than a resume that is addressed to the wrong employer. Yes, I said that. That's where someone's hurrying. They're trying to be rapid. Hey, if that's what you're showing, then what can someone anticipate that you're going to bring to the workplace? All right, that's what automatically gets into the I don't think so file. Oh, I'm old school. Have a cover letter with your resume. Maybe there's new rules out there about that, but I'm old school. Why? Gives you another opportunity to present yourself. Present yourself in a way that adds value to your resume. Don't just repeat what's on your resume in your cover letter. Otherwise, you're selling yourself short because those are two touch points, cover letter and resume. Oh, and by the way, what so many people look at, hey, do y'all know what the number one source for recruiters, headhunters, people in staffing companies, do you know what the number one source for finding and sourcing talent is? It's called LinkedIn. And no, that was not a plug for them. That's just a statement of fact. People aren't going to job boards. They're going to LinkedIn to review your LinkedIn profile. So if you don't have one and you're out searching for career, and if you do have one, is it polished? Have someone review it. Is it positively presenting you and by the way, accurately presenting you to the world that's out there? Because it's a passive way by which to get a job, to get that career, to get engaged. And sometimes that phone might ring if you have a special set of skills because you advertise them on your LinkedIn profile that no one would have ever found. But because it's in short supply, they're picking up the phone and calling you. It's kind of nice to be liked and wanted, isn't it? Okay? So learn how to sell yourself. Practice your interviews. Get with someone that does that. If you've got a friend in the HR circles, find a way to do some mock interviews. Learn how to address the questions and be genuine and authentic. There's nothing worse than me sitting in interviews, and I've done them for years, where someone is telling me what I want to hear. Don't give me that baloney. Tell me about you. What can you bring? What can you offer? And why are you the best person for this job? Why should I hire you? Sell me on you. What do you have to bring to the table? Because I'll tell you this right now, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you from having done this work, those individuals and those candidates who are applying for jobs that can do that are those that are a cream of the crop above all the rest. I know BS when I hear it in a job interview. I know when someone's trying to blow smoke in my general vicinity and tell me what I want to hear in a job interview because, oh, that's a nice thing we want to say. So tell me about your strengths. Well, I'm a people person. That means absolutely jack squat nothing to me. Tell me what it means to be engaged with others. What do you like? How is it working with them that benefits? What's the key? And again, I dial that all the way back to where we started the show. Hey, and I still have that Insights personality profile that's up for grabs because no one's called in at 713-785-1817. Because see, we talked about the values, the interests, and the personality. The Insights Discovery profile that I'm giving to you free to caller number one at 713-785-1817 dials in that profile, tells you your personality. You don't have to. You can then begin to understand yourself so that when you have to go sell yourself, you can do so effectively, that you can articulate your strengths. You see, those are four key principles today that I wanted to get across, and I'll recapsulate them here when we close the show. But again, know thyself. Ah, that's where it starts. And if you don't know thyself, you can't sell thyself. You can't land that dream career, that dream job that gets you moving in a forward, positive path and direction to keep you positively engaged, engaging positively. Yes, I use positively a lot on this show, ladies and gentlemen. In the community, you must do the self-work first. You must dial in and find a way to get to know you, to understand how do you bring the best out of you each and every single day in the work and the career that you choose to do. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Follow along with us out at unleashedradiohour.com. You can also follow along. We've got a couple different likes here today. Amen, amen. Out on our Facebook page for Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, I'm your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production of Motivational Transitions, and you can learn more at motivationaltransitions.com. You hear the music? That means we'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com
or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-871-3717. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-871-3717. 800-871-3717. That's 800-871-3717.
This is Business 1110.
Just love letting that one go. If that doesn't get you moving, I don't know what does. Maybe there's a doctor's appointment you need to schedule to unleash that energy for you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening. You're dialed into the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. Always a pleasure and an honor to have you dialed in and listening with us here today to be a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour. And I want to thank you for being a part of this journey. And we're talking about the journey about having and unleashing that career. And I want you to just stop and think about the people that are in your circle of influence. Who's out there that just absolutely loves what they do? And I guarantee you we have those friends, man, that they just talk about how amazing the work is, what they get to accomplish, what they achieve, you know, the balance equation that brings to their life, not only personally but professionally, that comes into play. You know, and think about that. And then ask yourself, is that you? Are you that friend? Are you that friend that says, you know what? Hey, I genuinely enjoy what I do for a living. I wake up each day knowing that I got purpose and passion and stride in my step, that I'm going to go do something that may even be bigger than me. I'm going to contribute in a way that's making a difference. I'm doing something of significance for me that's allowing me to take care of my family. There is no judgment here, ladies and gentlemen. There simply is what it is. But see, if you don't define that, then how do you go pursue that? And that really was the goal of what we're trying to do today, is we're trying to promote that process of self-discovery, try to promote that process of self-awareness. Hey, and I still have it, so I'm going to give that telephone number again. Last chance, 713-785-1817. That telephone number again, 713-785-1817 or 877-881-0271. That first caller, it's not like you have to dial in a whole lot. That first caller, and the line isn't lit yet, will get a free Insights Discovery personality profile sent to you. And that's the key. We talked about know thyself, you know, your values, what's important to you, your interest. What are you genuinely interested in as far as the activity that you're doing? You know, if, hey, you love to travel, then my goodness, you better be doing something in the travel agency, not just, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I didn't talk about this. Interest, the key thing is, hey, there are hobbies and there are professions, and you need to understand the difference. A hobby is something that you're going to do to pass time that may give your strengths and talents and play, but the question is, will someone pay you to do that? So the key is, how can you take that interest and put it into a career where someone actually pays you to do that of which is aligned with you? And so that's what it is, you know, so that you leave whatever that activity, whatever that work, whatever that process is, you leave uplifted instead of drained and depleted. You know, and that's where that interest, that's where your personality comes into play. And that's where those strengths of what you do and how you do that come out every single day. You know, the key we talked about, define that ideal career, define what it looks like, paint the picture, give it as much definition as you can. And if you can't give it definition, start doing some homework, search online, look. You know, there's a lot of resources out there now online that we didn't have. Heck, when I grew up, we didn't have Google. Just start Googling things. And who would ever thought that would have been a verb? Google. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, close out with the shout-outs at the top of the hour. So if you're listening, let me know. I'll give you a shout-out at the top of the hour here before we close, and we'll give that quote of the week here from the Unleashed Radio Hour. We'll be right back after these messages.
Looking for straight answers to your financial questions? Tune in weekday mornings from 8 to 9 for Straight Talk Money, hosted by Mike Robertson. No hype, no infomercials, just plain talk to give you the information you need to make you a better investor. We may not be able to control the future, but we can learn to control how it impacts us. Listen to Straight Talk Money, hosted by Mike Robertson, weekdays 8 to 9 a.m. on Business 1110 KTEK.
The earthquake in Nepal destroyed entire cities and villages and killed thousands. Now the orphans, the injured, and the sick, they're still suffering. Disease is spreading. People are dying. Let me tell you how you can save lives. Call the well-known medical charity Project Hope at toll-free 1-844-454-HOPE. That's 1-844-454-4673. Or give online at projecthopeairlift.com.
This is Business 1110.
All right, we got that opportunity right here. We're coming back to you for this final closing segment of the Unleashed Radio Hour today, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you for listening in. Thank you for being a part of this journey. It is my genuine hope and desire that I've been able to give information today that will help you, help others, share with others, whether that's being dialed in here, listening live at Business 1110, KTEK, 1110 a.m. on the dial. I almost butchered it, 1110 a.m. on the dial. You know, being from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on 1110 a.m., you know, can be a lot of ones and zeros. So I don't translate and communicate binary very well, so we won't even try. But also, hey, if you go out and you're an iTunes, you're an iGadget guy or gal, you can go out to iTunes and dial in and stay subscribed to the podcast out on iTunes for Unleashed Radio Hour, or simply just go out to Unleashed Radio Hour. Hour.com and click on the podcast link. We're up to date and current through our show from last week. As soon as I get the file for this week, I'll boost it up there to the ether and put it out there for your listening pleasure, so that if there's others that are searching for an ideal career, who are trying to unleash their career, then you can give this information as hopes of being a helpful resource to them in their walk and their journey in life. And that is the purpose of the show. This show is rooted in positive psychology and servant leadership, and I'm here to be of support to you, the listeners, as I like to put, radio for the people, by the people. All right, well, that does quickly bring us, and rapidly, as always, bring us to a close of the Unleashed Radio Hour. You know, one of the things that I always like to do is give a quote, and we've heard tons of these quotes, yeah, about finding your heart and finding your passion and doing what you love. You know, one that I will post out there, and I'll probably post a second one later. You know, if you do what you love, you'll never work another day in your life. You know, and that's the key. That goes all the way back to the very start of the show, is how do you know thyself? Who are you? What do you need? What is it in that ideal career that you can take and carry forward? Because that's what matters the most. You know, it's being dialed in, knowing thyself, because when you know thyself, then you can sell thyself when it comes time to landing that opportunity, because you are prepared for that opportunity. You know, another quote that I love is in the book Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren, is when you love what you do, no one has to motivate you. You know, we had Don, who put in here, says, hey, you need to move this show to Mondays so I can be motivated for the rest of the week. Hey, I don't know if that's possible, but we'll dial it in and we'll see. But the reality is as I thank you, our listeners, Don, we had Melissa that was listening in. Christopher was listening in today. John was listening in today. Those shout outs that I promised to give here at this point in time. And I thank you guys for being a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour. And any of the other listeners that were in that were unnamed today, those are just the ones that I knew because they shared with me on Facebook, where you can follow along at the Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. Search for Unleashed Radio Hour. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a like. You know, just like that, we do. That brings us to the end of another Unleashed Radio Hour. I truly hope you enjoyed the show today. The goal of the show, just to reiterate, is to bring positive, uplifting information and resources to the airwaves. So as you go forward, share what you learned with others and keep doing good to unleash the good in your career. In your career, that was today, but also in your community and beyond. And one last plug again, go out there and follow along on Facebook. Join me. That's where I stay connected, and follow along at unleashedradiohour.com. Again, unleashedradiohour.com. It's been a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you next week. See ya!